say good morning to Jocelyn Fish. You usually get up this hour?
No. I only do it for you, Don.
What time do you usually get up?
Oh, it depends. I can roll out of bed at 8 o'clock and still be working.
8 o'clock?
I have lived 6 minutes from the Theater Guild, so don't worry.
You know, even on my days off, I still get up at 4:30.
Yeah.
It's just,
I used to be such a morning person. I was in high school. Oh, my gosh. I was up early all the time. I don't know what happened. I got older.
All my life, I've been getting up early for radio. And so on weekends, when I see the clock, 7 o'clock, I start to panic.
jump out of bed.
Nobody told wake me up. Okay, so the reason Jocelyn's here is, other than she's a very nice person, and we like talking about the Racine Theater Guild, last night, they broke the news on the new 2026-27 season of shows. 8 new shows. This is the 89th season.
89th season. Theater Guild was founded in 1938. So, yeah, 89th season.
So that means WRJN was 10 years old when you guys started.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go through the whole list here.
Yep.
And then we're going to talk about the current show. Because the current season's far from over.
No, yeah, we still got two shows to go. You know, it's crazy when you're announcing one and you still got other stuff going on. Yeah, it's a good juggling game.
That old stuff. Okay. The first one is Dad's Season Tickets. Now, this runs July 17th through the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
What's this about?
It is about a family whose tradition is going to Lambeau Field and cheering on the green and gold and all of the love and fight and humor that comes along with that. And the dad's getting ready to talk about which one of his 3 daughters is going to inherit his season tickets.
Yeah, that's a thing that really only happens in Green
Bay. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So this is by a Wisconsin playwright, music and lyrics by him as well. So it's a fun musical. I'm sure we're going to have all Packard out lobby and what have you to celebrate a really fun summer musical.
I don't have a lot of hats because I'm not a hat person, but I do have a Packers hat.
Yes.
And I wear it a lot. Good. Only in the winter because you got to keep this hair in shape.
Yeah.
And so I might even wear it that day.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big hat person, but I might wear it.
It's got kooky songs. Like one of them is called What Do You Do on a Bye Week?
Oh, it's a musical?
It's a musical.
Oh.
It's a musical, yeah. So that will be our musical in the summer.
Musical comedy.
Yes.
I love it.
Dad season tickets.
Now, you do start your season in July. Not like everything starts in September, but not at the Racine Theater Guild.
Right. And the Dad season tickets is technically a bonus show if you want to get season tickets at the Theater Guild. But yes, we do start in July because our fiscal year runs July 1st to June 30th.
So when do I get my season tickets?
If you are a current season ticket holder, you'll get a mailing in about 2 weeks here to renew or change or what have you in the scheme of things.
And that's good.
Other people are more than welcome to start calling even today and become a subscriber because this is a really, really great lineup. And our season ticket package starts at $70 per person, which right now is a very, very good deal with what everything costs in the world.
Well, I've had the same seats for at 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I get that extra seat for my mom and I can't give it up. I just feel I can't do it. So we leave it there and we always bring a guest with us if they want to come and join it. Okay. So that's July 17th through the 26th, the musical comedy Dad's Season Tickets. That's definitely a Green Bay, Wisconsin thing. All right. Then on September 11th, the fall season, the play that goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just like noises off. Is that
little bit. This one's a little more over the top. So this is was a huge, huge hit in the UK and has transferred to Broadway. And it's about a small community theater that's trying to put together a murder mystery, and everything quite literally comes crashing down. The set falls apart. The actress gets knocked unconscious, the dead body can't play dead, all the actors trip over everything, including their lines, and it's just, it's fantastically falls apart in the most theatrical way, and it's so, so funny.
Is this a typical rehearsal over at the Racine Theater Guild?
No.
Is this based on some kind of truth?
No. And part of the reason it's in this September slot is the set literally falls apart around the actor. So we have to have the set up in about 2 weeks in advance so they can practice with the set falling apart. So it's a big construction challenge.
Who knows? Maybe somebody will get knocked unconscious on stage. No. Okay, and this next one I'm looking so forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it from the name originally. It's October 3rd. By the way, the play that goes wrong is September 11th through the 27th. Mm-hmm. Now that's a season ticket one, not a bonus one.
Yep,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, October 30th through November 15th, the fall show is Angel Street, Gaslight. Now, this is based on the movie Gaslight.
I think this came first, actually.
Okay. Yes, then, then the movie's based on this. Mm-hmm. This is the one with Charles Boyer, Ingrid Bergman, and Joseph Cotten.
Yeah.
And a very young Angela Lansbury. Yeah. This is Gaslight. This is where the term comes
from. This is where the term Gaslight comes from. It's a young woman who, it's a picture of Victorian, you know, housewife to her husband. And he starts to disappear for long hours of time. And there starts to be strange noises in the house. And the gas lights flicker every time he disappears. And she's like slowly losing her mind because he keeps telling her, no, it's fine. Everything's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Until this detective comes in and they work out what's going on together. And there's a lot of very sinister layers.
He smells something going wrong.
Yeah. A lot of very, very sinister layers. And it really is one of those mysteries that continues to mount and mount and mount scene after scene after scene till you kind of are at what's going to happen, breaking point. But yes, so this is, most people will probably know this as Gaslight. The Theater Guild last performed Angel Street 80 years ago. So we performed this in 1947 at the Main Street Theater in downtown Racine. So it's been 80 years since
we've
done it.
Now, do you have to call it Angel Street?
And that is what the official title is Angel Street, in parentheses, Gaslight.
And the movie is called Gaslight. You know, movies do whatever they feel like doing. We are chatting this morning. Jocelyn Fish is here, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. We're talking about the new 2026-27 season.
Yes.
All right, we got Dad season tickets in July. We've got The Play That Goes Wrong in September. We've got Angel Street, otherwise known as, a.k.a. Gaslight, in October. And then you're bringing back a really good musical. Mm-hmm. People are going to love it. It's coming back again, December 11th through the 20th. It's a quick run for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is coming back, yes. We have done this quite a few times, you know, over the last 26 years, where we'll do a show for the one season and bring it back for the next season, just because people love it so much. And to be honest, it is a lot of money to produce a big musical like that. And we've invested in the costumes, we've invested in the car. And so people really had a great time with it. I know you and I have chatted about it multiple times. And we're very excited to bring back Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
All right. That's December 11th through the 20th. Mm-hmm. It's a quick run. So don't dawdle, okay?
Yes. And that one will have outreach shows for schools again as well.
Now, when the winter winds are blowing, the snow's blowing, we've got God of Carnage. What's that
God
around?
Of Carnage is a absolutely chaotic comedy of manners without manners, I think is the best way to describe it. It's about two couples whose sons get into a scuffle on the playground, and they get together to talk about how they're going to deal with it. And it very, very, very quickly goes off the rails, and lots of finger pointing, lots of yelling, lots of just over the top, almost animalistic fighting. So all decorum goes absolutely out the window. It's quite something. Yasmina Reza, who wrote it, also wrote Art, if people know that play. So a little more, a little content warning on it because there is some language, but it is an absolutely hilarious, very, very dark comedy, though.
All right. Looking forward to that one. Dark is what I want. January 15th through the 31st. That's got a long run. Then in February, February 26th through March 14th, it's The Cottage.
The Cottage. So this is a newer play. It was only on Broadway, I think, like 4 or 5 years ago. It's a modern nod to Noel Coward and those old, you know, farces of his. So it's about Sylvia and Beau, who are on their annual romantic rendezvous affair that they have together. And Sylvia reveals to Beau that she's decided to tell her husband and his wife about their affair. And so everyone comes to the cottage, and there's lots of mistaken identities, lots of sex, lots of love, lots of...
Wow, right on stage.
you know, all those ins and outs of a good farce. And it's kind of got a different ending than most farces as well. So I'm very, very excited about that.
You ran a good one a couple of years ago. It was a movie, too, Blithe Spirit.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's another one.
Kind of on the farcical side of things, for sure.
That was good,
And actually, The Cottage is also written by Sandy Rustin, who wrote Clue, which we did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh. What was that? 4 years ago? Five years ago? So it's got that same very zippy feel to the comedy as well.
In April, now, this is April 9th through the 18th of 2027 that we're talking about.
So next year.
Hannah's Suitcase.
Hannah's Suitcase. So this is going to be an outreach show as well for local schools. This is a book many, many children have read or know of. And if not, it's just a very, it's a pretty incredible true story about this teacher and her students at a Holocaust museum who find this suitcase that has Hannah's name on it and has information about where she came from, and it says orphan as well. And so they try to do this nation and then national wide search of who Hannah was and what happened to her because she was a victim of the Holocaust. So it's a really, really moving story, and it goes between their search to find out who she was and who Hannah Brady was at the same time. It's a really wonderfully juxtaposed story. And we actually have been in contact with the playwright who got us in contact with Hannah's family.
Oh, really?
Even too. So the photo that you see on the logo, if anyone looks it up, we got that directly from Hannah's family.
I interviewed, worked at another radio station a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and I got, it was a big process to get a hold of her, but a Holocaust survivor. Mm-hmm. And she was on 2020, and she toured the Dachau and Bergen-Belsen, all those camps, and Auschwitz. And I made a few phone calls to the Holocaust Survivors Organization, and they got me a hold of her. She's in England, and she agreed to go on for an hour. And we took out all the commercials, took out all the newscasts, just 1 hour with her. I didn't want to interrupt it. I wish I had a copy of it. The old radio station probably still has. Mm-hmm. But in all my 50-some-odd years on the air, it was the best interview I ever did.
I bet.
I could not believe what I was hearing, what she told as a teenager. She went to 5 concentration camps with her mother until they just killed her mother. And she was on her own until the Americans came in and captured her and saved her and gave her a new life. And she's a matter-of-fact the way she tells it.
Yeah. And I think that this is a really good approach to explaining the horrors of the Holocaust in ways that youth can understand, you know, and so
I don't think anybody can ever appreciate it.
Yeah. No, and no, can no, never fully wrap their head. I mean, even the research I was doing for this show, you can find Hannah's drawings that they talk about in the show, like online. And I just sat there and I was like, oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a really good intro for lots of good conversations that need to be had, because we have to remember what history happened to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Then the big finale. Every year you pull out all the stops with the big guns.
Yes.
And this one's Come From Away, May 21st
from away.
through June 6th.
So excited to be doing this. We're going to be one of the first community theaters in southeastern Wisconsin to do it. So really, really excited. This is also based off of a true story. On September 11th, the air traffic to the U.S. was shut down. So all of these planes had to be rerouted somewhere. And this is based off of planes that got rerouted to Gander, Newfoundland in Canada. And all of a sudden, these 7,000 passengers land in this small remote town. And this town takes care of everyone with just such genuine kindness and hospitality and love in a very, very dark and scary time in our history. And it's so moving, and it's so incredibly staged too, because everyone will play multiple roles, and there's planes and sleeping centers. There's so many locations, and a lot of people call it chairography because there's a lot of chairs that move to create all these locations. But the music is really quite something as well. It sounds like Canadian music in a way, which I think is really cool. And of course, this September will mark 25 years since September 11th.
Yeah, I know.
So
I was working here when it happened that morning. Yeah.
So a really, really incredible musical that some people may not know. And if you don't, I really, really encourage you to come see it and check it out. And even if you're not a musical or play person, it's one of those shows that's going to stick with you.
Everybody's a musical player.
I think so.
I grew up going to Broadway musicals. My entire youth was my mom and took me to every Broadway musical there was. Now, if somebody wants to, is this online yet?
This is all online. It's on our website.
Okay.
It's on our Facebook page. I sent a big email out last night. You can call me and ask me questions, whatever.
Now, also, our chat here with Jocelyn will also be online again. Not online, but podcast. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the podcast. It'll be up later this afternoon in case you missed any of it. But in the meantime, you have The Hobbit.
The Hobbit, yes, that
which is
opens
playing, yeah,
in about 2 weeks here. It will open on April 10th through the 19th. So we have 25 people in that show that are getting ready to be hobbits, to be elves.
All little
to
people?
All kinds of people. Okay. People of all sizes.
Okay.
I think we've got people from like age 14 to about 70-ish or something in it. So it's quite the range. And they're having a lot of fun with it. I saw them with their weapons to practice their fight choreography last week. And they all just seem to be having a ball.
And here's the one I've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. Pippin. And I told you the story why.
Yes.
And I'll tell the story when next time you're in here. Pippin opens up on May 15th, the big finale mm-hmm. musical.
Goes through the 31st. So that's the end of this season. Will be Pippin, the story of Pippin and his journey of self-discovery and whether or not he follows the path that people expect him to follow or if he follows his heart. And that is cast, and they're in music rehearsals and gonna start choreography.
Great
soon.
Songs.
Oh, wonderful songs. Wonderful songs.
Even a hit song for the Jackson 5.
Right, right. Yeah, so that will be a great way to top off this season. So our 88th season is coming to a close, and our 89th is right around the corner. We have season tickets available. We have flex passes for people who maybe don't want to commit like you to every, you know, second Saturday or what have you. They want to be...
I commit to the third.
Or third Saturday. Oh, goodness. They maybe want a Thursday here.
I figure by that time they know their lines.
Yeah. They want a Thursday here. They want a, you know, Saturday there. They want four people here, two people there. The flex passes are also a great option, and a great time to get them is right now. So
thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thanks, Don.
It's always a pleasure. We'll see you when The Hobbit opens up. When does The Hobbit open up?
In 2 weeks, April 10th. So we should talk dates.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get the data in just a second. Thank you, Jocelyn. I was going to say Jocelyn Fuchs again. She handles one of those, my high school pages.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Jocelyn Fish, who's Director of Marketing and Development at the Racine Theater Guild. And say hi to Doug. I see his little grandchildren
yes.
running around all
yes,
over Facebook.
Yes, he went down to visit his grandson last week. So
I know.
It's very exciting.
I know. All right, thank you.